Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Sony Pictures, presenting All the King's Men. Sean Penn leads a cast including Sir Anthony Hopkins. All the King's Men is in theaters September 22nd.
We started out just jamming, but we happy to step it up a couple notches. Everybody's got tons of songs here. We're going to be recording and writing for years to come.
After moving from churches to clubs to festival stages, Robert Randolph and the Family Band are taking another step forward as songwriters. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The pedal steel guitar might make you think of Hawaiian music or classic country tunes, but it was in church that a teenaged Robert Randolph first experienced the instrument, and his life and our ears haven't been the same since. With the Family Band, Robert Randolph quickly earned a reputation for a live show that's as searing as it is spiritual, combining those gospel roots with serious guitar chops. There's plenty of groove, too, but a rut is something Robert Randolph wants to avoid. So when he and the Family Band came by FUV to preview songs from their new CD, Colorblind, I found out how Robert's influences and knack for surprising people helped him to do just that. You call the album Colorblind. Give us a little bit of what you were thinking with that title.
I'm not really sure.
Well, if you don't know,
who
knows?
I got to come up with something soon because everybody keep asking me. I just say, I don't know.
You know, I mean, it has its own meaning. But
yeah.
Was there, you know, did it come from something specific?
Nah, you just think about the music and how it, we just want to appeal to so many different people. A lot of times you look at a band, look at MTV and before, you know, you see the band. Like, most of the time we walk on stage, people think they're about to see a hip-hop show. Yeah. That's what people think, so.
You like that, though. You like that surprising people, don't you?
Yeah, because then you just turn the guitars up and play really loud. And try to play as good as we can do.
Inspirations. I mean, we all have those favorite records that we look up to and go like, now that's an album. What are some of those classic records for you, Robert?
Axis as Bold as Love, mm-hmm. Brother Jimi Hendrix, Crash, Dave Matthews Band, Off the Wall, Michael Jackson, Thriller, Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Lot of great records.
Were some of those records inspiring to you as you were working on your new one?
Yeah, a lot of those. You know, Zeppelin and Hendrix. Then we got some great gospel records, too, you know, Hezekiah Walker and the Winans, you know, some of those groups. I don't know if none of y'all out there know that stuff. That's that down-home gospel stuff. So a lot of that stuff was instrumental in this. You know, we wanted to get, you know, love, spirituality, and kind of James Brown, Pastor P's kind of vibe, and, but with guitars, Axis Bold as Love by Hendrix. So that's what we kind of wanted to get all those pieces and come up with our own pie.
We got love in Baton Rouge.
We got wild and Bonnaroo.
And tonight we hit with you. Been in London,
been to Spain.
All the parties where we sing.
Been to Memphis,
been to Maine.
Everywhere we play, it feels like.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band performing a new song called Homecoming, live at WFUV. To hear the complete interview and more, visit our archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.